Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50, and for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning, we head out again to the Farm Progress Show in Amana, Iowa, the final day of the show. Dave Dickey standing by. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA released its export sales this morning for the week ending August 24th. They look like this. Wheat, 16.0 million bushels. Corn, 66.1 million. And soybeans, 21.7 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell in just a minute or two with Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services out of Webster City, Iowa. Slaughter hog prices today are called mostly steady in the Western Corn Belt and weak to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower in the East. Terminals called mostly steady today, tops from $44 to $47. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, August 30th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were $11,930. The base price range on a 185-pound carcass basis was $61 to $70. The weighted average, $68.04, a loss of $2.73 from Tuesday. Barrels and gilts on a live basis sold from $50.50 to $54.17. The weighted average, $52.73. For the Western Corn Belt, negotiated swine purchases were $10,663. The base price range, $60.50 to $70.27. The weighted average, $67.44. A loss of 4 cents from Tuesday. Barrels and gilts on a live basis sold from $47.99 to $51.17. And the weighted average was $49.83. Agricultural information is made possible with the support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM seeds possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And it's a glorious day at the Farm Progress Show, Ed.
Yes, it is. Let's talk about the weather at the Farm Progress Show because that's something I have a great deal of certainty about. Some of the weather beyond is a little complicated right now because of really a bogged down weather pattern. Weather systems are hardly moving at the moment, and the computer models don't handle that type of situation well, and that leads to uncertainty in the forecast as you go out into the future. Not that we ever have complete certainty looking out into the future a week or more, but we have less certainty than usual because of this rather stagnant weather pattern. But first of all, for the Farm Progress Show, just gorgeous weather to close out the show on this third day of the 2006 show in Amana, Iowa. We're going to have a high temperature this afternoon of 80 degrees. Some of those puffy fair weather clouds will dot the sky later on. We have a blue sky right now and just gorgeous weather. And it's even dried up quickly after all the rain Monday and Tuesday into Tuesday morning. It's amazing how quickly the grounds have dried. So those that are heading this way will have a great day for looking at all the seed and the also the implements and tractors and all the other equipment here, everything the Farm Progress Show has to offer. Now, back to the weather. And in the Midwest Corn Belt, it looks like generally cloudy, generally damp weather when you look at the next week as a whole. And temperatures are going to be running below average over the next 10 days when you look at the Midwest as a whole. More on the high side than the low side. I know when we go into September, a lot of people immediately equate below average to frost, and that's not the case. The below average is more due to an upper air low clouding us up and keeping the daytime high temperatures in the 60s and low 70s in many areas, and that's what we're expecting for much of next week. After that, it looks like it may dry out a little bit once this stagnant weather pattern breaks down. Part of the problem with the forecast, too, is Ernesto. That's the tropical depression that was over Florida yesterday. It's now off the east coast of northeast Florida and gaining strength. It's once again a tropical storm. It's expected to move due north, and that's going to further block the west-to-east progression of weather systems here over the next several days. So the eastern Midwest is going to be sitting under that upper air low that's been around for a while. around Iowa where we are. We're getting sunshine today. It looks good tomorrow, but then another system starts to move in to bring showers and cooler air this weekend into early next week. And the big question is when this will all break down. We do expect that to happen sometime next week, but I'm not going to put a commitment on exactly what day because there's still a lot of question marks out there, especially with the tropics situation as it is, and Ernesto moving slowly northward. Now, we can tell you that going south into South America, it does look like some rain is heading for the drought-stricken areas of La Pampa and Buenos Aires, where the wheat is growing. It doesn't look like they're going to get heavy rain over the weekend, but some showers are on the way there. They're also going to be running rather chilly here for the next week, but at least a little bit of a change in the weather there. And, of course, as we go through the fall and into the winter in our neck of the woods, we're going to be focusing more on the southern hemisphere. So stay tuned for that, and we'll have more next week. From the Farm Progress Show in Amana, Iowa, I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thank you very much, Ed. The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606. Let's check how prices fared in Wednesday's overnight trading session. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 397 and a quarter, up three quarters. Last trade up one. December, 416 and three quarters, up a quarter. Last trade up one. September corn opened at 228, down a half. Last trade up three quarters. The December opened at 244 and three quarters, unchanged. Last trade up one. March, 259 and a half, up a quarter. Last trade up one and a quarter. The red line D's, 294, down a half. Last trade up three quarters. September soybeans opened at 541, down one. Last trade up three quarters. Novi beans opened at 555, down three quarters. Last trade up one. The red line November opened at 620, up a half. Last trade up a half. September soybean meal opened at 157.60, down 40. Last trade up 40. September soybean oil opening at 24.84, down 10. Last trade down 10. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services. She is located in Webster City, Iowa, but right at the moment she's right next to me at the Farm Progress Show. She'll be on panels today at 9:30. And then at 11 o'clock this morning as well, and 1 o'clock this afternoon. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Dave.
Wow, what impressive performance the wheat market put in yesterday, just particularly at the close, crossing both the 50 and 100-day moving averages. Primarily, it looks to me, on strength of fundamentals on the world supply side. If those fundamentals remain, are we looking at some short-term objectives, maybe? Oh, even the August highs.
Well, I think, yes, we are. I think it's possible that we have put our low in wheat. And, of course, seasonally, a lot of years similar to this one, lows will come right around mid-month of August. It came a little later this year, but not a whole lot later. And, of course, when you hear the fundamentals, you've got India. You know, we're looking at 8-9 million metric tons of demand out of India that wasn't keyed in earlier in the crop year for wheat. We've got Australia now dropping about 10 million metric tons in production down there because of the drought that they're enduring. You've got rumors or weather scares of frost freeze out of northern China and also out of Argentina. So, you know, and Argentina's been dealing with drought. So, you know, when the soils are dry, it allows for those cold temperatures to do more damage. And, again, that's wheat crops that we're looking at, along with some plantings of soy and that type of thing. So, you know, there's things out there. And then to put a general spin on the whole market as you scan the whole board today, stock market's up on good news, you know, the gold and silver's higher today and stuff. I sense that you're going into the holiday weekend with a positive focus.
In the corn pit today, yesterday on the settlement, we banged right up on the 20-day moving average, an upside reversal day on top of it. Are we looking at trying to maybe get up to the gap left over from the August USDA report at 249.5?
Oh, I think so. You know, when you go back, and of course, you know, history is no guarantee for the future, but it can sure give you a clue sometimes. When you go back since 1969, there have been 14 years when December corn made its highs in the month of May. And out of those 14 years, the harvest low came 9 of those 14 years between July 15th and August 31st. Now, we know it's not in July, it's in August. Now, it doesn't mean you have to come back up and take out the 288 highs. You can spin within this range through the rest of the year. What's interesting about that is that it gives us the odds or the likelihood when we've talked in the past about wave 1, wave 2, wave 3 price projections. We have hit a wave 4 this year at 234 and 3 quarters, and our low was 234. So low risk, actually, because, you know, if you take out 234, then the August lows aren't holding. You're going on down into more like a November, December time frame, which I doubt.
Thank you very much, Sue.
You bet. Thank you.
Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services out of Webster City, Iowa. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAg.org.